Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Empowered Spirit Show with your host, Terry Ann Hyman, who is known for her teachings on tapping into the spirit. Join in and learn more about the energy of aligning with your deeper self. Tap into the intuitive energy of the angels, spirit guides, crystals, color, and light. Are you having trouble making decisions? Is your health acting up? Do you need a greater magnification of life to find your purpose? Call in for readings to catch your spirit, find your answers. Align with your highest vibration.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Empowered Spirit Show. This is your host, Terry Ann Hyman, owner and founder of Natural Forces Studio, the Empowered Spirit Program, and author of Confessions of a Shower Tapper, the ultimate guide to living your purpose with EFT. Wherever you are and whatever time of day it is that you're listening in, thank you. Thank you so much for taking the time, joining me, and tuning in. I did want to let you know, if you're feeling a little lost in your life, if things have just gotten a lot out of hand, perhaps you just don't feel on track with your purpose, you can go to my website page, terryannhyman.com, and get a free assessment guide to empowering your spirit. What is stopping you from living your purpose? And if you are in need of some help, my Empowered Spirit Program can offer you some. It's a 90-day private mentoring program that helps connect you to your spirit, teaching you intuitive development tools, Reiki energy, and even helping you to create new spiritual contracts for your life. There are some spots open right now. Go to my website page and you can fill out an assessment and we could get you started right away and see how this program can help you. I'm also like to invite you to my Facebook group, the Empowered Spirit Circle. It's a private group that will offer you some private support, blessings, energies, articles, information, lots of stuff going on in there, like-minded people. I've also been inspired from the group and with all of the questions about how to open up intuitive gifts. So I'm actually going to be offering a free training on Facebook. No need to opt in or sign up. Come over to the group. Just show up, even on Facebook. It's going to be on Tuesday, May 16th at 7 p.m. The topic is three mistakes people make when trying to access their intuition. So there is lots that goes on in the group. I get feedback. I talk to people, and it helps me to understand more and more of what we need to learn out there in the world of spirituality. So how is everyone today? Feeling all this cosmic energy brewing? Yes, I know I am. The full moon's coming around again. It always does, doesn't it? We just entered into the sun sign of Taurus, which I love. I love the earth and it has that grounding feeling. And now this big old full moon comes around again. So this one is known as by many names. I know Native American lore is the flower moon because all the flowers are blooming. Yes, I was at the Botanical Gardens on Saturday. The roses were at full peak. So yes, you'll probably notice that as well. It's also known as the Buddha moon, the Wesak moon. Many call it the birthday of Buddha. Yes, I have been following this moon for a long time through all my studies through spirituality and Buddhism as well. In the Himalayas, lots and lots and lots of teachers and spiritual people, holy people are gathering right now as this full moon rises. This is a moon that is really holding a lot of spiritual energy for all of us. They do a ceremony right as the moon's full. I know if maybe if you practice pranic healing, you join in on these as well. I know we always try to hit it right at the full moon and sit in meditation. Placing a bowl of water outside is suggested. This will help you to really harness that energy. I think it's a lot better, personally. I think it's a lot better than joining into the intense energy of Scorpio. Having Scorpio rising, that energy can give you a sting. Yes, it can. But we do learn from those stings and we do grow. So it's both good. But I think that if you would like to try a little something different and offer this ritual for yourself. Bring in that intuitive energy of the moon. Raise your vibration. That's what it's all about. That's what I see it right now coming forward. This will help humanity in so many ways. This will help you to raise your vibration and will help humanity as well as we harness this spiritual energy. Yes, it's coming in right now, even these next couple of days. May 10th, I think exactly. And yes, Wednesday, May 10th, somewhere around the afternoon time, it's actually fall. But you'll feel it. You'll feel it starting now when you look outside tonight in the next couple of days. So do see if you can. And also remember your crystals. This is a beautiful time to fill them up with the spiritual light going on all around us. And do try to stay out of that intense energy, the emotional energy. That's what you're going to feel. Lots of pull. It's been described as a little bit of an instability month right now. Yes, I think we all can feel that. But I know for myself, I know coming out of April and really doing lots of work with my teachers and my own practice, it has helped me to raise my vibration, to be able to move forward. Yes, we moved out of that retrograde energy. We had so much going on, at least the Mercury and the Venus. There's still a little more. But that Mercury always gets all of us. So it's a good thing. We've moved forward now. We're a little bit in the shadow, but it's been not quite a week. But now's the time to start to move forward, to revisit those seeds that you started to plant right at the beginning of spring, because we're midway through spring, nurturing them, growing them, weeding out what isn't working, and really putting your own hopes and desires out, especially as this moon comes around. I mean, think about it. The moon's growing fuller and fuller, and at night while we sleep, it's out there, shining light everywhere. So if you can, just harness it a little bit more for yourself and notice where you are. Notice where you can ground better, pull in your intuitive energy better, and also get a rein on that emotional energy. Yes, that's exactly actually what we're going to be talking today all about is the emotional energy. Yes, I'm very excited for my guest, Tammy Marshall. We'll be bringing her on in a moment, talking about the emotional eating components of our lives, that love-hate relationship that we have and why we crave what we crave. But before we bring her on and get full into the conversation, let's just take a moment ourselves right now, and let's just ground our energy. Let's start that process of grounding right now. So if you can, wherever you are, just taking a nice deep inhale and exhale, and send that breath all the way down deep into the earth. Inhaling, bringing it up from the earth through the body all the way into the higher realms. And exhale, bringing it all the way back down. Let us just call in Divine Spirit, our masters, our teachers, the archangels, and our own spirit guides. We ask that they work with us and through us to surround us and protect us as we offer this work today. Inhaling and exhaling, taking a moment to honor our place in the universe. Right here in the mid-season of spring, in the direction of the east, where the sun rises and new beginnings occur, where we plant those seeds of intentions. We honor the east, the south, the west, and the north, above us, below us, right into the very center, asking for anything less than light to be gone, and only the highest vibrations be with us. Feeling your feet grounded on the earth as you continue that breath up and down the body, opening up that vertical channel of light. So I go to draw from the energy cards today, the energy oracle cards, Sandra Ann Taylor, beautiful cards. I'm going to draw three to talk about where we are right now, what this energy of the moon can help us with, and how you can begin to move out all that intensity going on around us. So the first card that comes up is the World. Beautiful card. 2, 9 is 11. However, it's reversed. Yes, when it's reversed, we have to look underneath the surface. The thing that comes to mind right away is all the crisis we feel in the world. I know last week we had all that healthcare stuff come forward. It's not settled. It's not solved. We're not happy. So a lot of that energy is coming forward, which is really fear. And that can really throw us off as well. It also comes to mind in this position of being reversed. What's coming up too for me today is that sometimes we can have a narrow view of what we're doing. And we can get really into a place where we've really allowed those emotional energy to really take over our mind. And we don't see the bigger picture. So perhaps this show can help you. Perhaps you can find it yourself to be able to really let go of the emotional energy and open up your world to expand it a little bit. Get a different perspective of where you are right now, especially coming out of April. And the next card that we choose coming forward, oh, I love this, is contracts. Yes, it's a 6. I love this. I've been doing so many readings in the Akashic Record Institute right now with all of our buddies here and just reading so much that contracts are big for me right now. So perhaps right now, one of the things that you can do as you move forward and as you harness the spiritual energy is to create some new contracts for yourself. Yes, we need to do that. So often we go around with the same contracts, soul contracts, over and over. So perhaps now you can find a way to create those new contracts deep within your soul. As you harness the light of the moon and harness the water, really set your mind, set your soul, and set your spirit to creating a new contract for your path right now. And the next card that comes up, it's another 11. No, it's a 10, 2-8. Sorry, it just fell. Victory. And it was upside down. We've had this card before. So victory is a very interesting card. It's very beautiful and it's upside down. So perhaps right now you don't feel like there's a lot of victory going on in your life. Perhaps you feel like it's all underneath the surface. And this is so true for many people. I know for a lot of my clients coming out of April, feeling really stalled in that Mercury energy. So now it's the time to really begin to turn that around. Peace in your heart and that idea of just really higher vibration coming forward with these new contracts, then you'll be able to turn that around for yourself and create the victories that you want to see in your life, see the projects coming forward, see your things being manifested. So don't let the energy and vibrations around you, perhaps if you're caught in that downward spiral, don't let it talk you out of what you're doing. But find a way to turn that energy around for you, offer the highest good, and bring it forward for your path. Open up your views, make some new contracts with yourself, and bring those victories forward for you. Big or small, bring them forward. Taking a nice deep inhale and exhale. Feeling your feet back on the floor. Coming back, take a nice deep inhale. Coming back. So do you ever feel like you're in a love-hate relationship with food? You try to be good and make all the right choices, but then life gets stressful and you find yourself devouring a tub of ice cream or a box of donuts. Shame sets in, so you try to dull that with more overeating. It's a vicious, abusive, emotional cycle, and you feel trapped. That's exactly what our guest today is going to be talking about, Tammy Marshall. Tammy, who is an expert in emotional eating and stress reduction. She's the director of the Emotional Healing Institute and has been working in addiction recovery field for over 25 years, studying the age-old question, why do we do what we don't want to do? Tammy uses cutting-edge science to create emotional, physical, and spiritual integration, relieving her clients of the desire to emotionally eat. Her clients love the freedom to be who they were designed to be in the world without the distraction of attachment to food and emotions. She has a program, several programs, the Unemotional Private Program, teaching clients how to use cutting-edge scientific techniques to turn down the negative internal bantering and replace the self-sabotaging assumptions of perceptions with new data. I like that neuroplasticity of the brain. We take the emotions out of eating and end the love-hate relationship with food, yourself, others, and God. So let's bring Tammy on. Hi, Tammy. Good morning.
Hey, Terry. How are you?
I'm good. I always say good morning. It's actually good afternoon.
It's afternoon. It's 1 o'clock where I am, so it's
That's
afternoon.
That's right. Yeah. So thank you so much for joining us today. I know for myself, this has always, always, always been something that has plagued me all my life, trying to understand this. I was the fat kid in the family. I didn't know how to eat right. I didn't know about my metabolism. And what I really didn't recognize was that I was just so full of emotional energy. I was the super sensitive one in my family. So this topic really has been big for me. How about yourself? How did you come into this?
Well, so part of my story is I've been in recovery since 1987 from drugs, alcohol, and cigarettes. But I realized as I started doing the work that my original addiction, compulsion, whatever you want to call it, is to food. But it's the same thing that you talked about. I'm the deep feeler in the family. A lot of the people that I work with are empaths and they don't realize it. And
yes.
So the food is a grounding issue. And so a lot of it was, this has been my spiritual process. The food has, changing my relationship with food has been, it's actually mimicked my other relationships in life, but mostly the relationship with myself. And so it was in changing that dance that changed, you know, how I show up with food, how I show up in the world, how I show up with God, and then having the ability to just go share that with other people. You know, the best way to really get a lesson is to go teach it to somebody else. So it's been in all that. I'm grateful that I had all the background around addiction and relapse prevention in order to carry that over into the food arena. Just so that I kind of understood all the facets of it.
Absolutely. You know, I remember when I met my, first teacher, I talk about this, when I was going through divorce and met her, I had lost so much weight going through that divorce. That's like the only time in my life that food was not a help for me. I couldn't eat, and I had lost like 25 pounds, I think. And she had met me when I was that stage. And then I worked with her and worked with her. And I remember one day when she said to me, "Oh, you've put on some weight. That's so good for your grounding." And of course I was like, "Oh, what does she mean I've put on weight?" But I never really realized it. And that just reminded me of that when you said that food is a grounding force for us. And so, yeah, sometimes we don't recognize that is something that many of us, I know I have to work at this myself, that keep using that food to kind of try to balance out that emotional energy. And I think that's kind of what we're talking about there too. I know for me, when I get really busy and really overwhelmed, for a while there, I didn't recognize this until actually through tapping, I've learned this, that the amount of overwhelm was the amount of food I was trying to put in my mouth. And I was trying to balance it that way. Yeah. Mm. And I couldn't, you know, it just doesn't work that way. So through tapping, and I know you work with tapping, I had to come up, I really started to put those two together. Food has nothing to do with the amount of overwhelm. Yeah, that was really big for me to understand. Yeah.
Well, go ahead. Sorry.
No, go ahead. You start.
Well, I thought what happened too is that I started seeing the food as almost a smoke alarm. Like I stopped getting mad at myself for eating and what I was craving, and I started seeing it as like smoke alarms. And started using it as what's going on in my heart so that I could see, oh, I'm feeling overwhelmed, or oh, I'm feeling sad, or oh, I'm feeling this, and to use the tapping and then other tools that I have to go work on the heart, because the problem was not, it was in the heart, not on what I was eating.
So let's take that, let's go a little deeper with that. So you're saying that perhaps like if you were just dying for a cheeseburger or something, like you couldn't, that's all you wanted, you had to stop for a moment. That was the smoke alarm, the fact that you were craving that. Is that what you mean?
Right. What is it that I really need? And it really may be that I just need a cheeseburger, right? Because some days your body just really needs, you know, red meat. But I'm looking at that is there something else going on? And the reason I say that, so I work in a drug and alcohol treatment center one day a week. I do their trauma work. And I realized like 3 weeks in a row after I would leave there, I would go buy Chick-fil-A and I would get waffle fries. Well, I didn't normally eat those. And so I'm like, okay, what's going on here? And what I realized is I was leaving that situation and I hadn't taken care of myself. I had left myself open. And so when you're craving those fats, it's like there's like this desire to heal. It's like it was like hitting my own emotional wounds, and it was like just wanting some of that richness in life. That was feeling empty because I had poured out so much. And so it was like a smoke alarm. Oh, you need to, like, don't just jump in the car and leave. Like, you need to do something on your way out the door to kind of settle your own spirit. And that shifted for me.
So that's a very interesting comment, right, that you just made there too, because lots of times when we're sensitive, we think about all the energy we've taken in, but you just said something too that's kind of the opposite scale there, all that you had given out.
Right. Yeah. Because I'm always pouring out to people. And so sometimes you can pour out more than you got, or you can just feel so empty after you've poured out. So especially, you know, just the population that I work with, it's a real dry well. And so, like, they take a lot. And I love it. I mean, I'm not complaining. It's just I needed to do a better job at taking care of me when I go into that space.
Yeah, I think that's kind of an interesting way to look at it, because I know, you know, as growing up, as I had mentioned, I was a sensitive one. I always heard stop being so sensitive. And so I've always kind of thought about it as, you know, all that energy around me that I take in. But I do believe you're really right there, that there is a combination of all that we take in of other people's feelings, but then all that we're pouring back out. And so then that is a very draining, both of them are very draining. And so then food becomes one of the things that we want to fuel our bodies with again, right? But even just like we did at the beginning of the program here, right? Taking a few minutes to ground your energy and, you know, I like to say clear it out. What's not yours, send it back, right? And then replenish, you know, that's some of the techniques I do. How about you? What are some of the techniques that you offer?
So one of the things, it's so simple, like just putting salt in your water. You know, we all walk around with water bottles anymore, but just putting a little bit of Himalayan salt in your water will ground you. And you know, if you medically can't do that, then obviously that's not in your best interest, but just salt is a grounder. But then
a good
just,
salt, the Himalayan, the pink salt. Yeah.
The Himalayan salt, right. Not the type of salt. And then, you know, I'm a tapper, and so it absolutely cracks me up about the whole shower thing, because that was kind of how I got tapping into my routine, is I would not let myself out of the shower until I had tapped on something. But
It works. I'm the same way. It's like tapping, going, okay, what's up for today, Tara? And that actually did uncover that overwhelm and stuffing my face, just to put it bluntly.
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
Right.
Yeah, that's right, Tammy. We also met at Pamela Bruner's Empower, her mindset conference in Atlanta. That's exactly where we met. Yeah.
Correct. And so I do matrix reimprinting. I do acceptance integration. Like, I'm always training on how can I make this easier, faster, just because I think right now we're like on this, like, I don't know, like healing spaceship. Like, it's just going so much faster than what I saw 30 years ago. And so we just have the ability to move stuff that we really did not have the ability to move before. And when I say that, I had a client this morning at the treatment center. She met me at the front door, and she's like, oh, my gosh, I just need you to know that I'm so much better. And in one session, this girl had been having panic attacks over storms, and they were rolling through here last week. And she was like, that was amazing. I was fine. I've never been fine. And, you know, if you're an emotional eater, something like that sends you out the door. You know, you're like, you know, shoving down pizza or whatever, trying to just numb out. And so all of a sudden it puts power in your hands to be able to move that stuff out and not be tossed around.
Yeah. Very much so. So that was a great confirmation on the work for sure. Yeah, and I know a lot of the clients I work with, and many people have the gift of being clairsentient, where they feel the energy coming in, and if they don't know they have it, as you call them, the empaths, right? Then we do take in a lot more. And I have found too that when we can't process other people's energy and it's just hanging out in us, especially around the stomach area, around that navel center, that's also one of the things that I find the emotional energy of eating to really get out of control with. Have you noticed that too?
Right. I have. I was just going to have a thought, like I've even been teaching to even tap around the belly button. it's just like you're always learning. Because it's such a nurture comfort that we're looking for, and just the sustenance of life, and like that umbilical cord is the first place that we got that. And so even tapping in that space just settles your spirit.
I love it. One of the Ayurvedic rituals that I do many times too is at night, you know, coconut oil on the belly and just rubbing it around the belly and just really honoring that belly, because that's taken me a long time to be able to do that one. It really has. I fought it so much, but actually there is something very comforting about that ritual of just kind of honoring that and honoring all that information that I receive. I'm actually also a clairvoyant, so I've trained myself to not just take it in that way, but it's certainly one of the confirming clairs for me. But I think it's important that we do honor that. And I think that your programs kind of get to that, because you take out that shame. I think shame shame is a huge self-sabotager, right?
Right. And I teach people that all foods are on, because typically people who come to me, and it's kind of my own story, been on every diet known to mankind and feel like an absolute failure and trying to control the food. And so, you know, the first thing I tell people is all foods are on. You know, unless you have a reason, like I took Diet Coke off of mine because it had absolutely no nutritional value, but I really didn't want to live in a world without ice cream. I wanted to be able to eat ice cream in a calm, balanced manner, not compulsively. And so that takes the shame out of it, which allows you some freedom. Because when that shame shows up, it'll send you out the door on a binge so fast. And so it's like, you know, that whole way that we're interacting with the food has to shift, which it's a reflection of your own heart about how you're interacting with yourself. It's a whole story. Like we want, you know, it's just like we all want to be on that get rich quick scheme diet and then we're going to be fixed. But it's really not. It's, you know, what's your story? What was your story at the dining room table? What was your story around, any kind of discipline in your home? Two different approaches. I had a woman who her dad would beat her severely, and then her mom would make her, you know, cookies and candies or whatever to try to make it okay. And then I've had sexual abuse people in that same boat. The mom didn't feel like she could stop the sexual abuse, so she would feed in order, you know, cookies, candies, whatever, in order to make up for what's going on. And so it sets this off pacing and off balance. You have to clear those things because, I mean, that's absolutely where the grooves get put in the road. And we got to have new patterns. I say we update our cell phone more than we update our brain.
We update our cell phone more often. We update our contracts, our soul contracts. Yes, I agree with
you
on that. And I agree.
So
we have to pick up a way to do it. Yes. And we pick up these imprints from a child, you know, from a little child. And, you know, I know parents don't mean to do this. And I've had two children myself. And when they're crying and they're fussing and all you want to do is hand them over a bag of Goldfish, it doesn't do any good. Right. It stops in the moment. But, man, it sets up some bad habits of later on, like, OK, let food comfort you when you're in pain and discomfort. Let food comfort you when you need attention. Let food comfort you. So, yeah, those imprints come on early. And as a child, we pick them up without even realizing it. But we know we're getting something we need, especially if it becomes sugar. Right. Especially if it becomes some of the sweetness things. You know, that sugar has that addiction unto itself, and then we're getting that as comfort or as love, and that can really create an imprint that we carry on and on and on and on. Yeah.
Right.
That is so true.
And so I help people look at their story. They've usually not asked themselves any questions about, you know, they're just beating themselves up because they're overweight. They've never said, how did I learn this? You know, it's like we can go look at money, we can go look at all these other things, but we never look at these relationships we have with food. And again, it's sustenance of life. And so to me, it's like one of the most important things. And when I change that relationship, I have the ability to change all the others.
Yeah. No, I agree. And I know growing up, I was given diet pills, the first big diet I went on. And I was really just pre-adolescence, right? And so that definitely didn't set me up right. And that created that yo-yo feeling. Yeah. But I will say that because of that, it's taken me all of my life to find out. And now I do feel that I'm healthier than I've ever been. So there's always some lessons underneath it. And I think that when we can create this relationship that you talk about, really look at it. What is this about? Really go on the inside. I really feel that's when progress can be made. And, you know, even I will say for myself, you know, I got into a situation where I moved in with my mom after my dad died and was helping her. And I kind of let food get the best of me in terms of like emotionally supporting me because, yeah, I was watching over her and very grateful to do this. I don't want to sound ungrateful, but I was letting food kind of take over some of that social, emotional energy, if you know what I mean. And once I started putting those together and creating better boundaries for myself, oh my gosh, then the weight started coming back off. So we do, I think, constantly in our lives. We go up and down, and we have to continually look at what is going on. Sometimes we're just prone to lose weight easier than others, but I do think it's because we're doing some of that inner work. I can't really say I changed anything about, you know, the diet. You know, maybe the portions reduced, but I wasn't aware of that because I wasn't aware, you know how it just kind of all fell into line, you know, that kind of
right.
thing. Yeah, right. definitely. Yeah. So tapping, I love, obviously, I've written a book about it, and it is in a couple of my chapters in there about, you know, showing up, getting visible, but then I felt like, oh, I'm overweight, and, you know, the imprints that we carry, am I really overweight, or is it just the body thing, you know, because all that comes into play too, you know, like sometimes even for myself, since I've carried this for so long, I don't trust how I look even in the mirror now, you know, so it's something that I've continually tapped on to be confident in what I do and to show up for myself. You know, and I think right. that's part of it as well.
Well, and I use a combination of the Ho'oponopono prayer and tapping.
Yes.
To just thank my body. You know, I just, there's something about, I love that Ho'oponopono prayer. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And just, you know, I'll just hold my body, like I'll hold my heart, I'll hold my belly, I'll hold my hips, I'll hold my butt, and just using those four statements, I will tap those words. Just honoring my body, you know, I'm kind of a similar story. I went through a divorce, a financial devastation, and menopause all at the same time, and that was just rude. And so my body made
rude.
A major, it was so rude, but my body made a major shift in that. But just standing there and just loving my body. And and it's another one of the things that I teach my clients, like coming to that place where it's almost like you have a 2-year-old child, like just throwing a big temper tantrum. And because that's kind of what I looked like with food at times. And standing there and saying, I'm going to love you no matter what. I'm going to love you no matter what you weigh, no matter what you look like, no matter what you eat. I'm going to stand right here and I'm going to love you. And for me, love looked like tapping. It looked like breathing. It looked like meditation. It looked like yoga. It looked like going for a walk outside, taking a nap, putting salt in my water, you know, even cooking. Like I wasn't raised in a home that we – like there was just so much anxiety around food and the dinner table and was my dad going to be home or were we going to throw the food out? It was just a lot of angst. And so like I went to a cooking class, which was by accident because normally I would never show up at those things there were these Hispanic women who were cooking and they put on this Latin guitar music and started singing and dancing in the kitchen. And they brought joy back into the kitchen. And so just, you know, being in the kitchen and dancing and singing and just putting some joy back in. If you've dieted a lot, angst comes around food. What am I going to eat? How am I going to get it prepared? There's just a lot of angst. And
yeah.
having some joy back was a really big deal.
Yeah. And that is so true. And that vibration of joy too, because it makes the food better. I know for myself that, I'll be 60 this year and we age. That's part of life, right? So, it's like every morning when I show up on my yoga mat, that to me is love. And I just love myself for being able to do the postures and I can see the strength building. I'm practicing Ashtanga right now and I do Kundalini too. I do that kind of more in my private practice, but I do show up in my mat at the yoga studio and each day that I can, I'm about 5 out of 7 days, sometimes 6 out of 7. But that is one of the things that I do try to take a moment and say, you know, thank you. Thank you for this body. Thank you for letting me do this practice, for the growth that I can understand about myself. And it is important that we honor that because we will go through shifts. I mean, you just said it was rude, you know, everything that happened at once with the menopause. Well, you know what? We start that from early on in pre-adolescence, right? And then we keep growing and then we go through having babies and then we keep going and then the menopause. So we're always constantly shifting and changing the cycle. And sometimes we're going to weigh more and sometimes we're going to weigh less, but when we can create a healthier flow, right? A healthier balance. That's what this is all about and create that emotional balance with who we truly are. Right. I think that this is definitely going to help us. And it's not a quick fix. It's never a quick fix. Yeah, we can do a cleanse. And I'm big on cleanses. I really am. Every season, right before the seasonal change, I go into a cleanse. And so, it's not like I do a fast, but I do a cleanses and I go back into my juices and I go back into seeing where, what have I let myself be addicted to this season, right? There's always something, right? And so it does help me to clean out my eating, but I think it also helps me to clean out the emotional energy too. What am I holding on to all season? Let me let it go. New season's coming, you know, and it does help us. Definitely.
Right.
Yeah.
And I like that whole, what the food has done to me is draw me back into my heart. You know, people, I mean, I was, you know, kind of going and blowing for lots of years and was successful in sales and just highly driven and anxious ridden. And people would tell me all the time, you need to come into your heart. You need to come into your heart. And I just thought they were nuts. I just thought that was the stupidest thing on the planet. But sitting here, it's like, that's what my body needed all along. Once I was able to do that, all that anxiety went away. The drive came into balance. Like everything shifted. But, you know, I couldn't see until I could see. And, you know, what else can you say?
So that's a beautiful way to look at it too, because when we come into our heart, we get out of the ego, right? I teach this. When we drop into the heart, we open the heart, we get out of the ego, out of the mind, out of that fear, out of that shame. And then we can really begin to understand really with a little bit more neutrality, right? In an unconditional love, when we open the heart and see what's going on, it will help us. It definitely will. And right now is the absolute opportune time to do this. Right now, as we move through this full moon energy, instead of letting the emotions get the best of you, drop into the heart, just like Tammy is saying. Drop into the heart and see what it is going on in your life right now that you can begin to open up to through the heart, and that will help you. Yeah.
And really, it's so fascinating to me, you know, as I've worked with clients, I have a client right now, and, you know, she came to me because it's food, you know, she's like 300 plus pounds, but really it was about loneliness. It was about it was about disappointment, not having the family that she thought she was going to have at this age. And it's like, as you come through the layers, it's like we get to really what the heart of the situation is. And I just kind of see the heart as being like a rosebud, and we want it to be open and fully bloom, and things happen in our lives to where it's closed off, walled off. And we actually create these false personalities and behaviors, and it's about coming into our true self, who God designed us to be. And, you know, I always go back to, you know, God is love, and Jesus was the Prince of Peace. So if I'm not in love or peace, then I'm not in the direction in which I want to be flowing. So those are my indicators. But it is a process. This is not a quick fix. This isn't the next big diet, that whole get-rich-quick scheme of weight loss. This is about doing that other work.
So, I think all of our bodies are designed differently, and I think there's so many different diets out there that are pleasing to others and, you know, some for others. I know that for myself, I've had to learn, you know, what I can and cannot eat, and it's had to shift as I've gotten older. I can't eat processed food at all. You know, I have to take out the breads. I love bread, let me tell you, but it doesn't feel good, you know, when I eat it later. And there's so many other things that I can eat. So for me, it's never a lack of what I can eat. It's always, you know, that portion control and eating for nutrition. That's one of the things I actually tap on. I eat for nutrition. I say that in the shower all the time, not for overwhelm. Right. I eat for nutrition, you know, and make myself slow down. And really, I think too, I mean, tapping is great for bringing down that cortisol, which is stress, right? And when we're out of stress, then we can make better choices. I think that's really, really key as well. So, Tammy, you have a very interesting program, the Unemotional Private Program, the Unemotional Eater. Tell us a little bit about that.
So I work with clients, depending on kind of where they are and what their goals are, anywhere from 90 days to a year, just helping them look at what the big picture is, kind of helping them. I'm not a nutrition person, but just kind of what I've figured out for myself, helping them start to go, oh, when I eat this, my body hurts. Oh, when I eat that, and just even opening people up to different foods. Cause like, I didn't know about hard shell squashes or, you know, why you eat ghee. Mm-hmm. Like I've, you know, learned so much over the time, but then starting to help people unfold their story. You know, what was your story at the dining room table? You know, what's the story in the relationship around food? And teaching people how to use, you know, EFT, Matrix, Pete, the different techniques to turn their internal volume down so that they have empowerment over their own emotions and their responses in the world. And then I also have a group that I have from time to time. So I'll probably start it again here in a few weeks, just to make it easier for people that, you know, either don't want to do private work or, you know, from a financial standpoint. And there also is an ebook it's called Cravings Leave a Trail. It's like at the very top of my website, theunemotionaleater.com. It just helps people to start to get, like, you know, see what equate the cravings. Oh, when I've got this craving, these are the things to maybe check in my heart, just to help you start the conversation to even know where to look. So that's something that people have found to be really helpful. And so those are the biggest things. And then of course,
the trail. I love that. Yeah.
Right. And so I still work around addiction. That's my, you know, that's kind of my heart, and I'll always have my hand in that in some way. So, you know, that's kind of I assess those situations as they come for people who are looking to, you know, make sure that they don't relapse. And it's kind of the same approach that I'm taking with food. Because it's kind of that same patterning that I see people do in the addiction world that ends up happening with food. So teaching people those tools to be able to stay on their path.
Yeah. Yeah, getting out of that shame is so important, because it just really is a self-sabotager and just creates more and more and more of the layers of addiction. Yeah. So, yes, definitely. The website, again, is theunemotionaleater.com, and you can sign up to get this ebook, Food Leaves a Trail, Why You Crave What You Crave. Very, very interesting. Definitely. So, Tammy, as we go to kind of sum up the topic, what can you leave our listeners with about how this can help empower their spirit?
So one of the things that was interesting is, you know, I have a set of cards that I used, and, you know, they're usually just promptings for me to just kind of go, oh, how does that apply? And the card today is, if your goal is to be comfortable, chances are you'll never get healthy. But if your goal is to be healthy, chances are you'll end up mighty comfortable. And that really is, you know, when I started doing this work, it was just because I was so stressed out, and that chasing, you know, starting to look through that trail opened up all these worlds and, all, you know, just healing beyond my comprehension. And food has been that leverage that God has used to drive me into his heart. And so as painful as that process was, I'm so grateful. Because I don't know that I would have gotten it any other way. And I think the other thing is just that there's hope. I carry that hope in all situations, because we have more tools today than we ever had before. And there's just new ways that just weren't available to us in the past. So we just don't have to be where we've been.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, thank you for that. I really love that idea. If you're comfortable, you won't get healthy. But if you want to get healthy, you'll be comfortable. Yeah. Because sometimes it is. It takes us out of our comfort zone, because that's what addictions do, right? They keep the surface level going on and bury the pain. Yeah. So thank you so much for offering us this topic today. I really appreciate you coming on. There's so much, you know, that goes on in that addiction recovery field. And I really can appreciate you opening it up to some of these techniques that you offer, to the EFT, to using spirituality. It is so important. Instead of being caught in the old ways of doing things, like you said, there are so many more things available to us. Yeah. So thank you so much. I know our listeners have gotten lots of information from you. And again, to find out more from Tammy is theunemotionaleater.com. All right, Tammy, thanks for joining us. Yay. Have a great day.
Thank you. Hopefully I'll see you soon.
Yes, absolutely. Hope so too. To your spirit, have a great week. All right. So let's just take a nice deep inhale. And just let all that information settle around. It's a lot. The emotional body is big. The more attention we can give it, the more we can understand it. Inhaling and exhaling. Great conversation. Definitely check out her website, get the ebook, find out a little bit more about how this can help you on your path as well. So let's see. I'll be back next week. I've got some really great guests. I just took some new ones as well. Let's see. Next week, your sacred wealth code. Unlock your soul blueprint for purpose and prosperity by Prima Lee Guerra. Very excited to have her. Lynn Singer will be joining us at the end of May for Breaking Into Brilliance. I actually just booked Kelly Connolly. She is the Modern Mystic Tarot. Yes, she's going to be joining us in June. Very excited about that. And Arcana Shima is going to come back in July. Yes, been talking with her too. She's going to be offering us another episode, actually flowers and vegetables and how that can help you with spices and medicinal values. Very excited to have her back as well. Let's see, I'll be doing Facebook Live on May 16th, next Tuesday at 7 p.m., talking about the three things that get in people's way on opening up their intuition. Look for me on Facebook. It's a free program. Very excited to offer more information on intuition. Locally, I still have some spots for my Reiki 1 class coming up on Saturday, May 13th. Yes, do a little mothering for yourself and join us. You can find information about that at naturalforcesstudio.com. And then if you're in the Alabama area here, Mono Valley University is having an awesome yoga festival. It's the first time they've done it. They have an amazing lineup of teachers, vendors, people out there. So come on out. It's in Montevallo at the university. It's going to be lots of fun. Join us with that May 20th as well. And then Reiki 2 coming around in June. Also, summer school is coming up. Yes. Come on over to my group and find out more about that at the Empowered Circle group. All right, everybody. Take a nice deep inhale and exhale out as we go to close the show. Drop into the heart. Open the heart and let that lead you to an empowerment over your emotions. Taking a nice deep inhale and exhale. Thank you again for joining me. This is your host, Terry Ann Hyman. Y'all have a great week. Stay true. Enjoy the light of the full moon. Ground to your spirit. Namaste.